Hello everyone, welcome back to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. It's another great day.
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Thanks for joining us. Today's topic is technology.
Today's title is To Pay or Not to Pay. To pay or not to pay. What do you think today will be about, Peter?
Well, I think it will have something to do with computers. That's usually what we talk about when we have a technology topic. But I am not sure what it will be.
That means we should go ahead and take a look together. Here's our read it for today. Follow along with Peter.
Something terrible happened. Tina's computer won't work. It has ransomware on it. Maybe there was a virus in her email. Fixing it will be a real headache. Taylor explains the trouble with ransomware. First, you must pay someone. Then you might get your computer files back.
Oh, this makes me nervous. I do not like viruses on my computer. I am always afraid of that happening.
Yeah, well, has your computer ever had a virus?
Yes, so many times.
Really?
I don't know why I always get viruses on my computer, but I've never had the problem that Tina has today.
Oh, okay, yes. We will learn in a little bit how serious Tina's problem is. I've had one or two viruses, but my computer always catches them, so it hasn't been a big problem, thankfully.
That's good. My husband usually helps me catch mine. All right, friends, looks like we're going to be learning some interesting things today. Let's get started with Christina and those key words.
Hello, 今天办公室发生了很惨的事. Something terrible happened. 形容词 terrible 表示糟糕可怕的 有一种 ransomware 的勒索病毒攻击了 Tina 的电脑 现在她没有办法工作了 Tina 说这种病毒可能是随着 email 进到她电脑里的 email 就是电子邮件 maybe it's from her email James 说要解决这种问题真的很头痛 it's a real headache 名词 headache 就是头痛或者是令人头痛的事。想要解决这种病毒，就要接受勒索，付钱给释出病毒的人。这就是这种病毒最讨厌、最麻烦的地方。This is the trouble with it. 名词 trouble 就是麻烦。若是不付钱，你电脑里所存的所有档案就弄不回来了。You won't get your files back. 名词 file 就是档案。
James, I have ransomware on my computer.
That's terrible. Where did it come from?
Maybe there was a virus in my email.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Do you know how to fix it?
I do, but fixing it is a real headache.
Well, I have to do something. I need my computer for work. Poor Tina, she has ransomware on her computer. Oh, what is this word, ransomware?
Oh, that's too bad. But we really don't need to learn this word. It's actually quite new. This is when someone else attacks your computer.
Yes, they lock your computer and steal your files. Well, let's just say that this is not good at all. And we'll keep learning about that today.
So, Tina breaks the bad news to James. She has ransomware on her computer.
Oh, that's terrible.
Terrible is a good word.
No, terrible is a bad word. It means not good, bad, awful.
And it's a good word to know, Pauline.
Oh, yes, I agree. Sorry, Peter. I just am concerned for Tina. How did she get this ransomware on her computer? Where did it come from?
That's a good question. Where? But I don't think that we will find out. I think the better question is how.
Oh, yes, how? How did it happen? That way we can stop it from happening again. Maybe there was a virus in her email.
We all use email to communicate, especially at work. And we must be careful of viruses.
In health, viruses make our body sick. They can spread. That's why we call computer viruses the same thing.
Right, they act in the same way. There is another question we need to ask, and that's how can we fix it?
Oh, do you know how to fix it?
Not at all.
But do you know how to fix it?
No, but I do know one thing you just said today's
calendar phrase.
Do you know how to fix it?
Do you know how to fix it?
你知道怎么修理吗？
Oh no, the toilet is broken.
Do you know how to fix it?
The toilet isn't working.
Do you know how to fix it?
The toilet is very important.
Do you know how to fix it?
Yes, I know how to fix it.
Well, could you hurry? I kind of need it.
Ooh, yeah, don't worry. I know how to fix it.
Do you know how to fix it?
Do you know how to fix it?
你知道怎么修理吗？
Well, our friends are trying to figure out what to do. This is very serious, although that calendar phrase was fun.
So what are they going to do?
Tina hopes that James can help her. Does he know how to fix it?
He does, but fixing it is a real headache. What does it mean when he says this?
A headache is when your head hurts. But when you have a really bad problem, we also say it's a headache.
Tina really hopes that he can help. She has to do something. And so do we. Here is Christina.
Tina 的电脑被病毒攻击，没电脑她就没有办法工作。所以 Tina 说 I have to do something. 这句话直接翻译就是我必须做些什么。他的言下之意就是虽然不确定该做什么但是绝对不能放着不管必须要多方面试试看所以如果你希望能够对方不要放着什么都不管什么都不做就可以对他说 Please do something 又或者你的朋友头发又乱又太长了你终于忍不住对他说 Can you do something with your hair 表示你该整理一下头发了吧另外一种说法是加不定词比如 Let's do something to thank him 我们做点什么来感谢他吧这些用法在生活中都很实用的哦
Thanks Christina Well now we have to do something We have to go on a break Don't go away though friends We'll be right back Right after this
Welcome back, everyone. Well, it seems like there's two people in this world. Some people that can deal with computers and are really good, and other people who just have no idea how to use computers. Is that right?
Did you mean to point at me when you said other people? If so, it's okay, because you're right. I am the other people. I'm terrible with computers. They're never working for me. But...Thankfully, my husband is the kind that is good with computers.
Well, let's continue. Friends, here's conversation B.
Tina, I'm so sorry about your computer. Me too. I'm so mad. I talked to James. My computer won't be easy to fix. That's the trouble with ransomware. If you want your computer files back...
You will have to pay money.
That's not fair.
I know. And you still might not get your files back.
Okay, ransomware. This is not an easy problem to fix. In fact, it's a headache. This will take a lot of time. It is a mess.
Yes, I can understand why Tina is so mad. We get mad, angry, and frustrated when these kind of things happen.
That is when we should ask other people for help. I don't understand much about computers myself, so I can see why she gets friends like James to help.
And Taylor can be a good friend, too. Maybe she can't help Tina with the computer, but she can still help with being there for her and listening.
And James can help her fix it, but it is going to be a headache, like I said.
This is a good time to use this sentence. I'm so sorry about your computer. It's a good way to say that you feel bad for someone else.
So, we learned that ransomware is pretty bad. It's not just a simple virus. It won't be easy to fix.
That's the trouble with ransomware.
Are you having trouble with this sentence? No problem. Let's go to Christina.
Taylor 也说这种 ransomware 的病毒很难救，除非你接受勒索，付钱给对方才有可能，而且付了钱还不一定能救得回来。That's the trouble with ransomware. 那就是 ransomware 的麻烦之处。我们来学习这个句型。That's the trouble with 什么？比如说小 baby 最头痛的地方就是他们生病了却没有办法告诉你到底是哪里不舒服。所以 that's the trouble with babies, 或者 that's the problem with pets, 那就是养宠物的麻烦之处。
Thanks, Christina. So, Peter, if you have trouble with your computer, what can you do?
Well, if it is not serious, then I would look on the web and see what people say about the problem. Maybe I can fix it myself.
Yes, there are websites that talk about this stuff. There are blogs to learn more.
If you like computers a lot, then you will read forums. Forums are where people discuss the latest problems and hard to find information.
So it is good to have friends that can help you with that.
Yes, my brother and a few of my friends are really interested in computers. This is a good thing, so they can be very helpful for me.
But we learned something very terrible about ransomware. If you want your computer files back, you will have to pay money.
Well, the good news is, though, that this is our grammar point for today. Let's go to Rebecca.
Friends, I know that right now is your favorite part of the entire lesson, grammar point time. Well, in today's grammar point, you will learn how to tell someone if they want to do something, they must do something else. For example, if you want good grades, you will have to study. Or if you want an expensive car, you will have to save your money. This is very useful for English students, so now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Well, Peter, what do you think of this whole situation? It just doesn't seem fair.
No, I agree. Many people that make these viruses and ransomware, I don't think are thinking about everyone else. They're really destroying a lot of lives this way.
One time I lost all of my pictures because someone stole my computer. Not the same situation, but I understand how it feels to lose stuff that you had on your computer. It's awful.
Yes, and those are memories and important things that you never get back. Well, friends, we hope you thought this lesson was interesting. Now let's review. Let's take a look at those keywords.
Here's your first keyword for today. Terrible. Terrible. That test score is terrible.
Email. Email. Send an email to your teacher.
Headache. Headache. My little brother is a real headache.
Trouble. Trouble. Don't give your mother any trouble.
File. File. I have the file on my computer. All right, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson together one more time.
James, I have ransomware on my computer.
That's terrible. Where did it come from?
Maybe there was a virus in my email.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Do you know how to fix it?
I do, but fixing it is a real headache.
Well, I have to do something. I need my computer for work. Tina, I'm so sorry about your computer. Me too. I'm so mad. I talked to James. My computer won't be easy to fix. That's the trouble with ransomware. If you want your computer files back, you will have to pay money. That's not fair. I know. And you still might not get your files back.
Computer viruses sound like fantasy or science fiction. They were more found in movies than actual computer systems.
Yeah, that's how it used to be. But now, all sorts of things threaten businesses, government, and home computer users.
So a virus is a computer program that is designed to copy itself from file to file on a single computer. Viruses spread quickly to many files in your computer.
Okay, how does that work?
So first, the user, the person with the computer, opens up the file and the virus infects, we'll call it Program A. Program A immediately executes the virus. It makes it spread.
Okay, so now my computer has a virus.
Right.
Now what?
Okay, so the virus locates a new place and goes to program B. That maybe it thinks it can infect that too. The virus checks to see if the program already has the virus or not, and if it doesn't, it will infect it.
And what if it is infected already?
Well, then it will keep going. It will spread and spread throughout your whole computer. They are very smart.
Ooh. So are there any viruses that can hurt your computer?
Oh, there are three types. Viruses, worms, and Trojan horses. Those are the main three. So friends, stay safe out there. Make sure to read your emails. Be careful. But now we need to move on to another chit-chat. Let's go to James and Ginger.
Oh no! Something terrible has happened.
What? What happened?
My computer isn't working.
Maybe you need to charge the battery.
The battery is okay. It has power. But my important files won't open.
Let me look. Ginger, you have a virus.
A virus? Oh, quick, call the doctor.
No, your computer has a virus. It's called ransomware.
How did my computer get ransomware?
Maybe the virus was in your email.
Oh, no. What should I do?
You must pay money.
Pay money?
Yes. Then you might get your files back.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. That's the trouble with ransomware. Fixing it will be a headache.
A headache? Quick, call the doctor.
Ginger.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. This was a very important topic. I know we're all learning about it as we go. So thanks for joining us.
And if you want to learn more, you can join us tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.